actually decided 8 years ago when I ran for city council in this very election, this very seat. I lost that race to Bernard Parks, and I determined then that if the district wasn't doing better in 8 years, I would run again.
So what exactly are you committed to changing or improving?
Well, you know, there's a number of things that have gone unattended under the leadership or lack of leadership of Bernard Parks. The first thing I want to work on is new job creation, because we have the highest unemployment, and that's coupled with expanding local business and encouraging new business development within our district, because our corridors don't have enough businesses operating in them. And so if you have new business, then that will create new jobs. Parallel to that, it's really important to meet the needs of our residents. Our residents have suffered a lack of community services from the city for the past 8 years. And I really want to concentrate on delivering basic services, our potholes filled, our alleys paved. All of our curbs throughout the 8th District are not wheelchair accessible yet. Our trees haven't been trimmed.
Well, what will Governor Jerry Brown's proposed budget cuts mean for your district and your plans to improve the district?
Well, you know, if it means that we're going to have to look for money and support elsewhere, but it also means that we have to advocate even harder to make sure that the 8th District gets its portion of the budget that it so richly deserves.
Are you saying that right now it does not get the budget that it deserves, or how is it broken down?
I just believe that the budget money that should have been directed to help eliminate a lot of these challenges that the 8th District residents face really should have been addressed.
What's the most important thing we should know about you?
The most important thing you should know about me is that I have served both as a volunteer for the city and the state as a commissioner for the Department of Water and Power, and I've served as a commissioner for the California Commission for Economic Development. In both of those roles, my role was focusing in on how we create jobs and impact new industries and support existing industries. And Bernard Parks has continuously lied about my track record, lied about my organization, lied about my work on the Department of Water and Power Commission, and I believe people will see through that, because the truth is, in my work, I have actually helped over 1,000 businesses. And so to try to discredit the work that we've done post-1992 civil unrest is appalling, and I just need people to know that. I really believe you have to stay connected with your residents and constituencies and the stakeholders within your district. And he has managed to disconnect himself. So that's something that I distinguish myself in, is that I actually like to attend meetings and enter into dialogue and hear the responses and requests of people, so that we can work through and build consensus, so that when we do make a decision, everybody knows what it is.